how to talk to pastors, recovery leaders, and community partners about recovery chaplaincy. If you want to serve as an addiction recovery chaplain, you will need to learn how to talk with pastors, recovery leaders, and community partners. The way you introduce this ministry matters. Do not begin by saying, "I want access to people in recovery." That can sound unsafe, intrusive, or self-appointed. Instead, begin with humility and clarity. You might say, "I am taking training in addiction recovery chaplaincy through Christian Leaders Institute, and I want to learn whether there are appropriate ways I could support people in recovery under your leadership." That kind of statement communicates three important things. First, you are being trained. Second, you understand that recovery ministry needs leadership and accountability. Third, you are not demanding a role. When talking to pastors, emphasize that addiction recovery chaplaincy is not therapy, addiction counseling, sponsorship, treatment, or case management. It is spiritual care with boundaries. It supports the church's ministry by offering presence, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement, dignity, and referral-aware care. Pastors may have concerns. They may worry about relapse, manipulation, safety, liability, transportation, money requests, emotional dependency, or volunteers who are not ready. Take those concerns seriously. Do not dismiss them as lack of compassion. Wise recovery ministry protects people and protects the church. When talking to recovery leaders, show respect for their setting. A sponsor has a different role than a chaplain. A recovery coach has a different role than a pastor. A treatment provider has a different role than a church volunteer. Recovery groups may have their own language, traditions, boundaries, and expectations. Ask questions like, "What would be helpful here? What should volunteers avoid? What are the boundaries around prayer or spiritual conversation? What should I do if someone talks about relapse, overdose risk, or self-harm? Who should I report concerns to?" When talking to community partners, keep your language clear and non-grandiose. Do not promise transformation you cannot guarantee. Do not suggest that chaplaincy replaces professional care. Do not criticize existing recovery structures. Say what chaplains can offer: calm presence, spiritual support, prayer when welcomed, moral encouragement, grief support, dignity, connection to church community, and help recognizing when referral is needed. Also, be honest about limits. A chaplain cannot provide detox care, clinical treatment, legal advice, housing guarantees, medical direction, or emergency response unless separately qualified and authorized. Good partnerships are built on trust. Trust grows when you are clear, accountable, respectful, and steady. So speak with humility. Listen before proposing. Ask before entering. Serve without taking over. That is how addiction recovery chaplaincy becomes a blessing instead of a burden.